With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training, also the author of an excellent book called The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Alan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Father. I love the advice on making time to pray. I love it.
So have you talked to the Lord any today?
Oh, probably 1,001 times. I mean, I'm on a constant dialogue with the Lord at all times. Not so much as should I turn here, should I put my blinker on now, but just thanking Him. And, you know, I mean, well, you can go to extremes. You can go to one extreme or the other. Some people don't talk to God at all, and some people talk about, you know, how many breaths they should take during the day. And, you know, I try to fall somewhere in between and have that healthy, you know, actually it kind of falls into our topic today of alone time, where the Lord's always with me, but, you know, I tend to try to leave Him alone a little bit here and there.
Alan, I don't know. I when the Lord gives me a green light, I thank Him for it. When I can find a parking spot at the grocery, I thank Him for it. When I find a lane in the grocery store that I don't have to wait for in half an hour, I thank Him for it. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but there are certain things I just got to thank God for all the time.
And I agree. I'm on the same page. I'm more talking about, like, thanking Him all the time. I do the same thing. But it's more of, like, decision-making where I'm, you know, I'm not sure which decision to make. And it's little decisions. Like, what should I order at the restaurant? You know, well, that's on me. God says, you know what? Whichever you order, I'm sure you're going to like it. So just quit being a baby and order something. So that's where I tend to leave Him alone. But for the other things, I thank Him all day long. You know, even for things that I don't understand or that aren't that, you know, that pleasing, because I know He's got a greater plan.
You know, oftentimes there is a movement among our children, and I see it young and middle school and high school. We don't seem to want to give them any time. They're always occupied. They're either in school or they're at sports or they're at a hobby or they're at karate. We don't seem to give them any time just to sit in the front yard with a stick, you know, and just sit there and look at that stick and put the stick in the ground and let them kind of think about life. Why do you think that's such a focus in today's world?
Well, you know, I think that the chaos that the parents, you know, have in their lives, it kind of flows into parenting. You know, like you're busy at work, you're busy on your phones, phones have a lot to do with a lot of the topics that we talk about, just because it's so we let that consume us at such a level, at such a rate. But I think some alone time for kids is extremely important for maturity and, you know, for independence and growth. And it doesn't mean that, you know, they're in their room all day long or they're on their phone, you know, vegging out in front of the TV all day long. But they need some alone time. They need some time to be creative. That's where the best things happen, you know, in our creative senses.
Well, you know, parents, again, it's like, there was a website, WebMD, you know, it's like, I'm feeling this way, I go to WebMD and I find out I got this. Well, I don't have it because it's worst case scenario. So all of a sudden now that some parents watching 2020 or some show on television about teenagers being alone and the increase in suicide and drug use. And so my child is spending time alone in his room, so he's got to be a drug addict. Or he's got to be thinking about suicide. So we tend to overthink these things. You know, how do you deal with that as a parent and with your girls growing up?
So that's a great question. You know, my grandfather, I took care of him until he passed away. And, you know, one of the things we used to tease him about lovingly was that, you know, he would read a pill bottle and he would have the effects, whatever side effects. If it told him he was going to grow a tail and knock the lamp over, he would have grown a tail. You know, so yeah, you got to be careful with watching these things on TV. But you know, something I do with my girls is I give them some time. But then if they're in their room for, you know, for more than an hour and a half or more than a couple hours, I always call them, hey, you gonna come out here and see me before, you know, it's time to go to bed. So you know, it's one of those things where I was getting on my younger daughter one time about this, and I went into her room and she wasn't answering me, and I said, what are you doing in here? You've been in here for an hour and a half. And this is one of those humbling moments as a parent. She said, Dad, I'm praying. I'm just, you know, this is my prayer time. And I said, okay, well, I'll be out on the couch pulling my foot out of my mouth, because I was about ready to be mad at her. Like, what are you doing in your room this entire time? You've been in here for an hour and a half. So, you know, they have their routines, but I think it's also good to have balance. One of the things that I think we need to watch for, two of the things, are emotional and behavioral changes, though. If there is something to watch for, those are one of the two things, or two of the things that we need to watch for as parents. So if, you know, if our kids are sad or frustrated for no reason or irritable, have low self-esteem, those kind of emotional changes. Physical ones are a little bit easier to see because sometimes, you know, you have teenagers and their emotions are all over the board. But you get kids with behavioral changes and they're tired or they can't sleep at night, their changes in appetite and their, you know, lack of self-hygiene. Those are really important signs to watch for as far as, you know, someone who's spending too much time alone or who is getting depressed. But I think that we tend to overthink a lot of things as parents. Am I spending too much time? Am I not spending enough time? Where's that balance?
Well, and Alan, I think you're right. We're speaking with Alan Migliorato about, do teens need time alone? And there is that extreme. Like if they're spending too much time alone, how do you pull them out? And if they're not spending any time alone, how do you push them in?
Right. And I think it's different for every family too, Father, where, you know, some families will, when I come home, I'm on my way home right now. And so when I get home, I'll probably have from now until about 10 o'clock or so before my kids will start, you know, getting ready for bed and go to bed. And they're in high school and college, so, I mean, that's good. That's on them. But, you know, I've got a few hours with them. And so I tend to try to split that time fairly or justly and say, okay, so what do you got? You got a lot of homework? Okay, so we're going to have dinner together. That's a given. No matter how much homework you have or studying you have, we're sitting down and having dinner together. So we spread that out. You know, we got about an hour's worth of time there. And then they'll go do their homework for a little bit and come out right before they go to bed. So we've hit a good rhythm. You know, but I think it takes time to do that sort of thing, too.
Well, and now one of the things you stress this in the book, The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, and really on every discussion we've had, and that is to know your children, to be involved with your children's lives, and to be interested in your children's lives. And I think for some parents, that's a lot harder to do because the first sign of resistance, they'll just walk away.
And it's uncomfortable for a lot of parents. You know, I know many, many, many men who won't have the birds and the bees talk with their daughters because they feel that's their mom's thing to do. And then they're afraid to have it with their sons because, well, mom did it for the daughters. Let's let her do it for the son. So you've got to just jump in there. I mean, you're going to make mistakes as parents. Your kids need to know that you made mistakes and that you're not perfect. And I think that builds a healthier relationship because then they don't tend to press themselves to be so perfect at all times and afraid to tell you stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. Having that, building that relationship and that open two-way dialogue is just like prayer, is very important.
Well, you know, Alan, one last question I was going to ask you. You know very well how to pull your daughters out. Do you ever have to learn to push them in to go spend some time alone and think about stuff? I mean, how do you encourage that productive alone time?
I tend to be on the other side of spend more time with me rather than spend more time alone. But, I don't think there's ever been a time. And they're the ones that are always saying, you know, I need some alone time. And I'll be like, oh, okay. You know, because I'm not very aware of that. I'll spend every minute of my day, you know, talking to my kids. So I really have never had to push for them to have alone time. They have pushed for some alone time, which has been good for me, you know, because I need that independence. They need that independence, and I need to let them grow. So I think that's an important part where, not overbearing, but I love spending time with my kids. So I have to find time too where, you know, if we're going to the store on Saturday, everybody's going to the store with me if they're not doing nothing.
Oh, dear Lord. Alan, I'll tell you, we need to do a reality show on your family because I'm sure it would be quite entertaining.
They say the same thing.
Well, we're just trying to find you a new line of work, and in the process, we can put it on the Catholic Channel with Adventure Catholic Leadership, and you say, this is Catholic parenting at its best. You know, we'll knock the Kardashians off the air.
I don't know about at its best, but there's some Catholic parenting happening there, for sure.
For Alan Migliorato, thanks for being with us today, and if people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership, where can they go?
Best place is at adventurecatholic.com. You can find a link to our website there for the radio station. You can also find all kinds of things about our interviews and different retreats that we run and training for parents at adventurecatholic.com.
Thanks a lot, Alan. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. God bless you.